Iraq has invited the United Nations chief weapons inspector to visit Baghdad for talks about the resumption of arms inspections. The offer was made to UN Secretary General Kofi Annan by Iraq's foreign minister. Verification of Iraqi weapons programs is a key condition for the lifting of UN sanctions imposed after Iraq invaded Kuwait in 1990. Joining me now is Toby Dodge, an Iraq expert at the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London. Mr. Dodge, why did Iraq make this offer now?
I think it's finally dawned on the government in Baghdad that the United States is getting serious about military action. And so the Iraqis are moving to try and make that much, much less likely. And this part of the way to do this is to try and get agreement on weapons inspections with the United Nations.
What are the chances that inspectors will actually return to Iraq to actually do inspections?
Well, I think it's certainly possible and almost likely, depending on the type of deal that the United Nations and the Iraqis can hammer out. Now, the Iraqis in the past have always demanded a lifting of sanctions, or at least a credible timetable towards their lifting in return for renewed inspections. What may be happening now, though it's possibly too early to tell, is that they realize that they won't get a lifting of sanctions. So what they want are some form of guarantees that for further disarmament and inspections, they will be allowed to survive.
President Bush said yesterday that he has not changed his position, that a regime change in Iraq is needed. You said that Iraq is maybe taking the U.S. more seriously now. I mean, but does these sort of comments figure into its decision?
Certainly. I think Iraq was involved, the Iraqi foreign minister was involved in negotiations in Vienna with the United Nations about weapons decommissioning and inspections, and they broke down. And I suspect the reason for that is that they didn't think the United States was serious, or they were looking at the debate in Washington, which does seem to be still fairly inconclusive. What may well now have happened is that they've been advised by other Arab governments and the wider Arab diplomatic community that, yes, the United States is very serious about this, and that they would be better served by trying to head off any military action before it really gets going.
Of course, at the same time, Iraq's neighbors haven't been very forthcoming about the notion that they would be good launching pads for any sort of invasion, which should hearten Iraq.
Certainly, the Iraqi government has launched a charm offensive across the region since January, attempting to marginalize reasons for disagreement between Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and even Kuwait in itself. I think we have to look at the domestic dynamics of Jordan and especially Saudi Arabia to understand why they wouldn't welcome a military strike against Iraq from their own territories, or indeed in any sense. I think the Saudi Arabian government especially feels very much under pressure from its population. And there is, across the Middle East, anger at America's perceived failure to restrain Israel, and a great deal of sympathy for the Iraqi population, not for the Iraqi government. But the Middle East, or Arabs in the Middle East, tend to believe that the Iraqi population has suffered enough under sanctions and has no and does not in any way support further military action against Iraq.
There is no strong international support for U.S. Military action in Iraq. Does Iraq's offer to invite weapons inspectors back weaken the American position further?
I think it depends where the offer goes. I mean, we're still a long, long way away from inspections. It depends if the Hans Blix, the head of the United Nations Commission to Disarm Iraq, does go to Baghdad. It depends what he's offered in Baghdad, and it depends on the United States' reaction to that offer. I think there's a feeling, certainly in Europe, that the United States would be very well served by a United Nations Security Council resolution. Now, if the weapons inspection initiative collapsed, that resolution would be much, much more likely. But if it went forward and Iraq showed itself seriously committed to disarmament, I think the United States' position would be seriously weakened, if not fatally weakened.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Toby Dodge is an expert on Iraq at the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London.